Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and a title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy. Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are the Hillbilly Youngins.
Hello, friends. It's Kristen.
And it's Dakota.
And you are listening to episode 6 of Hillbilly Youngins.
Yeehaw!
We haven't done that in a couple episodes. And today, what are we going to talk about, Dakota?
Well, if you know, there is a hospital in Louisville, Kentucky called Waverly Hills Hospital.
Yep.
And my dad's actually been there.
I've been there.
He went there, like, a long time ago, but...
Did he do a tour, or was he one of the hooligans that broke in?
I think the second option.
Okay, I figured. I'm just totally kidding, Matt, if you're listening. Yes, I have also been there. My stepdad and mom, aka Jerry and Tracy, have been there. They've done quite a few tours during their live shows. Some of you have also joined them. And I figured this would be a good episode to do. One, because it is awesome. And two, we are in the middle of a pandemic, a very scary disease. And what better way to talk about it than to talk about Waverly Hills and tuberculosis? So I am going to get started. I'm going to go ahead and kind of give you a background and history of the hospital. And then Dakota is going to give you a little bit of insight into the creepy creatures that lurk the halls of Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Also just known as a brief spirit word.
Was that scary? No. Did I sound scary?
It's just really
kind
long.
Of manly. Okay. Like she said, Waverly Hills is located in Louisville, Kentucky. I got most of this information from waverlyhills.com. Really cool website, and you can order t-shirts there, which I did. The land was originally bought by a Major Thomas H. Mays in 1883. He built the one-room schoolhouse for his daughters. There was a teacher. Her name was Lizzie Harris, and she loved Waverly novels. Never heard of them.
Me neither.
Apparently, she loved them, and because of that reason, the school was named Waverly School, and the property was named Waverly Hills.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Before Waverly was a hospital, it was a one-room schoolhouse?
Yes. So
and
they,
now it's this humongous, huge hospital.
They have built on from a one-room schoolhouse. into a huge hospital. You are correct. It is insanity, and it is huge. I mean, you can look at pictures online, but the pictures don't even do it justice. I remember pulling up and just standing there looking up at it, and it was insane. It's huge. It's so just even the parking lot is creepy. There's like gargoyles outside of the building, which I took a selfie with. there's so many different little nooks and crannies of the building, and it's just, I can't even explain it. There's just, it's so cool. You've got to check it out if you ever get time. All right, where was I? The name has always stuck as Waverly Hills to this day. So the construction began in 1910, and it was built to be a hospital and open for patients with tuberculosis.
Now, Mom, explain to these listeners what tuberculosis is.
Dakota, you just know me too well because I was just about to do such that. Tuberculosis is a bacterial disease located in your lungs. Kind of like COVID-19, just not as major. Vice versa. COVID-19 is bad, but tuberculosis was really, really bad.
Okay, go on.
This disease was a huge epidemic, and eventually it housed over 400 patients. Now, you have to remember, tuberculosis, there was no vaccine back in that era.
Mm-hmm.
So you had once it, you got it, you didn't survive from it until eventually... there was a vaccination that was invented.
Oh, okay, good.
The majority of the patients that went in, like I said, never came out alive. Wow. There was no vaccine, and the disease was highly contagious and deadly. It was airborne. So if you were in contact with someone and they had it, and they coughed or sneezed or breathed, you were going to get it.
Quit stealing my tuberculosis air.
Stop it. Oh my gosh, I lost my place now. And here I am. Now, because there were so many deaths, here we are in 2020, and Waverly Hills still remains to be one of the most haunted places in America. Ka, 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 ka.
I think you're supposed to like go lower, like, America. Ka.
America.
You totally just cut me off there.
Anywho, that is the history, in a nutshell, of Waverly Hills, kind of how the building was built, and there's so much more history, guys. I could literally talk about this all day long, but because this is a short segment, I kind of just slimmed it down, but if, like I said, if you're interested, go to waverlyhills.com. It will tell you all kinds of stories about the rooms that are inside of it, the operating room, just the different rooms, the outside balconies. It's just insanity. But let's get to the real, real good stuff. The paranormal. Go ahead, Coda. Take it away.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
So, as we all know, it was a hospital, and bunches of people died there. And what?
I don't know why I'm laughing. You said bunches of people. I don't know. Okay, keep going. Sorry. Continue.
Well, Waverly now gives tours to many people. who love history and paranormal.
Sorry. Okay, Mom. I get excited. I'm just really excited about this story. It's so good.
Okay. So there is this little boy, and his name is Ghost Timmy. He is a 6-year-old or 7-year-old boy. People have brought toys and balls for Timmy, and there has been footage of the ball moving as well as pictures of Timmy's apparition. So what do you think of that, Mom?
I think that's scary.
Of a 6 or 7-year-old?
I don't care if it's of a cat. I'm not trying to see no ghost apparition. Period. Continue.
Okay. So what we have next is the death tunnel, which is located 500 feet down the hospital and is said to be used for doctors to get rid of dead bodies.
Nice.
Ew. This makes it a hot spot for shadow people, footsteps, and EVP voices.
Mm.
Or just voices in general. And the worst ghost of them all is the creeper. He moves on all fours, and he's a shadow person that's not quite even a person. Usually spotted on the fourth floor, on the ceilings and walls. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
When seen, people have felt emotions of doom.
Dun, dun, dun.
That is disturbing.
Yes. And
it's like a bug, just like...
It's not a bug. It's like a freaking...
Well, obviously, but like bugs crawl on
man
ceilings
bear
and walls.
Pig.
That's disgusting. Oh my God.
What else you got?
It's really gross. Okay. The last thing that we have, and there are so many more, guys, if you just look them up.
There's one major story I couldn't include in there just because we have a younger audience. Dakota, you would probably be into it because you're kind of sick in the head like I am. But
I do like deaths.
Oh my God, that sounded bad. But no, I get what you're saying. There's a thing about a nurse in 502. Couldn't talk about it. It's pretty messed up stuff, and I had to kind of parentally censor it. Parentally, is that a word? I had to censor it. And if your parents are cool with you kind of looking it up, you're gonna have to do that on your own time.
Just be prepared. Even I don't know. Okay, so for the last thing, there are many, many shadow people, persons, whoops, roaming the halls, and voices often heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom, if you went there again, like you did,
mm-hmm.
and did you get to explore every part?
Just about. So I'm going to kind of give you guys a rundown of how my tour went, and then we'll kind of wrap it up.
Okay.
We got there during the day. Okay. So the sun was still shining. Everything was really cool.
How long did you stay in the hospital, though?
I think it was like 4 hours. Okay. I think it was like a 7 to 11 tour. I can't remember. Okay. It's been quite a while. But the sun was shining. It was still creepy, but not as creepy. And I was kind of grateful that I went on that time tour and not the mm-hmm. all-night tour, because you can't see anything in there. There is no lights. You are only seeing the rooms by the light of the moon. You're allowed to take flashlights, but you cannot turn them on unless you're going up or down the stairs. And that's for your own safety. But if you're roaming the halls, you cannot have your flashlight on.
Do you think you would have seen something if you stayed all night?
I don't
know. Or if you just stayed like 24
maybe,
hours?
Maybe, possibly. And there are a lot of people in our tour group who said that they saw shadow people in the hallways.
And Jerry and Tracy, Grandma and Happy.
I know. I hate how we always have to do that. Just say Jerry and Tracy.
Did they see anyone they went on the tour with you?
I can't remember.
Because I didn't go. I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
But
you're
said
you're
no.
not, well, you're not old enough. I think you have to be over 18 to go.
Yeah.
There was this one hallway they took us in. I cannot remember which floor it was on. And they had us go in and had us stand there. It was completely pitch black. And they had us stare down this hallway that is notorious for seeing all kinds of shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who claimed that they saw different shadows. I kind of know that when you are staring in the dark, your eyes can kind of play tricks on you. So I don't know if that was part your eyes playing tricks on you, or if it was actually shadow people. Well, I can't really say, because...
You know what's really weird? That's a cool trick that you can do. If you turn on a bright light and you stare at it with all the other lights off,
mm-hmm.
and you just stare at that light, everything else except for that light becomes pitch black.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
How did you figure that out?
I stay awake at night at my desk. And I have a light that comes on, or that's on, and I'll have, like, all the other lights will be off.
Yeah.
It's my clock.
Mm.
And so I'll just stare at the clock sometimes, and then that's how it happens.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
So try that tonight.
Ooh, if you're feeling brave. Anyways, a few other things that I want to kind of talk about with the tour. During the daylight, you were able to walk inside all the different rooms. The balconies that were outside of the rooms, you could kind of walk around. Now, you got to remember, these rooms did not have doors because they claimed that fresh air was something that helped tuberculosis patients. And that was really nice to be able to see during the daylight. However, come nighttime, holy cow, it was so crazy. We went into the operating room. Where they did different operations on different patients, obviously. And the doors are extremely heavy. They're heavy metal doors, and they were very rusty. So in order to shut them, you've literally had to push with all your might to get these doors to shut. So the entire group is inside the operating room, and the tour guide is telling us about the different procedures they did in that room. And then all of a sudden, the door just slams shut. Everybody in there screamed. I about pooped my pants. And it was insane.
On the just a little bit of a whimper to poop your pants, how scared were you?
Well, let's just say I definitely clenched my butt really tightly.
So like a 7.5?
I would maybe go with, 7.5. That's about accurate. So... Are we done? Okay. Are you clenching your butt cheeks right now?
No.
From laughing so hard?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, you definitely were.
Yeah. So there is the death tunnel. We went down to see it. We did not go 500 feet down because I am not good with stairs. You had the option to if you wanted.
She has weak ankles.
I have weak ankles.
Like, and one time she was trying to, she was just walking. And I was downstairs. And I just hear this big boom. And she was just walking and she fell.
Addison, my youngest, came up and she said she thought it was storming outside. She thought she heard thunder. And it was just me falling on the floor. I really do have weak ankles. So you could imagine that my butt was not going to be going up or down these stairs.
And she fell off the hoverboard.
Okay, who hasn't fell off a hoverboard?
Well, no, but because I was giving her a foot massage because I'm just that perfect. No, I'm just joking. But, and then I looked at her ankles and they were like none. They were like caved in ankles.
Coda, I can't help it. I've got short legs. They're cankles. Just be glad that you don't have this problem. I can't even remember where I was at now because you've just been too busy clowning on me.
I'm sorry.
The death tunnel was super creepy. I remember Jerry had on these really nice dress shoes that he wore for the live show, and he was hating life because they had to stay and do all the tours, and they had to walk around all those hours, which is crazy.
Haha.
I was really lucky that the rest of the tour during the night was easy to see. It was a full moon that night, which made it awesome because we were actually really allowed or able to see all the different things inside the rooms, which made it even creepier. I did not see the creeper. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you know what? It was kind of funny is that there's these on YouTube, obviously, there's this big group of people named, well, the head of, wait, okay. The YouTube channel is called Mr. Beast, and like he went to the, and they went to the world, well, America's most haunted place, like ever. And they stayed the night and stuff. And you know what they did?
What?
They played hide and seek in there.
Man, that is insane. There is no way.
all of the men stayed in one base camp,
mm-hmm.
which was like in the center of it. While one person by themselves with just a camera and the light from the camera went like everywhere, like the first floor, anywhere.
This is so crazy.
To hide. And somebody, and there is like always, you know, EVPs and stuff there. And there's always, they hear like banging on the cell doors because it was a jail.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And one of them went and hid in one of them.
Some people are just so brave. I just cannot. To do that by myself, there's no way. Would you be able to do it?
No! I would be hiding behind, like, in a sandwich between two people.
Yes, me too. And that's how I was at the tour at Waverly with Grandma. I clung to her the whole entire time. I'm like, don't leave me! I was so scared. It's just insane how many different places there are.
But they're, like, super rich. So the person who found them got, like, $2,000.
So it was a game that they would hide and whoever the winner was won money?
Well, yeah.
That maybe changed things. I could use a few thousand.
Well, no, like, not for that person who was hiding, you know. And, like, they found a whole bunch of, like, creepy stuff. And, like, they even heard some voices and somebody, like, touched them. They still did that anyway.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they left, they said something, like, rude to the ghosts.
What'd they say? Did they Zachary Bagans it?
Kind of, yeah.
What'd they say?
They said, good riddance and goodbye.
The nerve!
Okay.
Well, I think we've kind of gone on long enough.
Yeah, this, 18 minutes and 50
this
seconds.
This is our longest show yet. I told you guys, Waverly is just something I am very passionate about. It is so awesome.
And I live near it.
In Dakota, her dad lives in Louisville.
And we've actually drove past there once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not once, but a few times to go see my great-grandma. Yes.
Thank you guys for listening to our very long episode 6. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will check on you next time on episode 7.
Yes.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.